You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Here are your hosts, Wally, Ray, and Will.
All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene, Fox Sports 1340 AM, 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Wally, Ray, Will T's out. What's good, bruh?
Everything's great, man. Start of the season. It goes down Sunday, 4:25, Arizona Cardinals. I wanted to say like Sunday night so bad. I wanted to say like Sunday night so bad. I don't know why. I keep wanting to say Sunday night.
No prime time yet.
But yeah, man, it's big, man. Yeah, Adrian Peterson's first game.
Kirk in prime time.
Kirk is our guy.
Kirk wasn't good in prime time, so we're not going
to
do that.
And he turns the
this ball club.
The keys is not to turn the ball over. And Kirk turned the ball over.
You crazy
in the first game. So I'm just saying though. But yeah,
Kirk. Let's get into our tradition.
The pregame. Let's get into our tradition.
That was a bad Jay Gruden impression.
Let's get into our tradition. The pregame. But anyway, before
Gruden.
But subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and Google Play. Search All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene. Make sure you rate us and leave us a comment. Also, tweet us at the Urban Sports Scene and hit us up on our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. But Will T's not here, and like Ray said, let's get into our tradition, the pregame. Here are our topics. We'll talk about the Washington Redskins season opener against the Arizona Cardinals. Then we'll have Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network to talk about the game as well. And finally, in our listener segment, That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene, we'll talk about the first game of the season. And also this question I posed. We also Carson Palmer went down. They had terrible quarterback play. Their defense was still one of the better defenses in the NFL. Still had Larry Fitzgerald, I believe, still had over 1,000 yards receiving. David Johnson was out last year. And he's back. So, and then now you have regardless of what you feel about, what people feel about Sam Bradford as a quarterback, he's still better than the quarterbacks he had last season.
Sam Bradford with those weapons.
Yeah, with those weapons.
We'll be fine. I'm not the biggest Sam Bradford fan. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. I stated that last week, so I'm not going to switch up from that. Mm-hmm. But shocked if he had a big game? No, because he is capable.
Yeah.
It's just, I think he's inconsistent. You just feel like he's injured all the time.
No, I feel like he's consistent. He's consistent when he's on the field. You know, he's a guy that if you look at his career completion percentage is up there with some of the best in the NFL. Sam Bradford, his only thing is injuries. It's always been injuries. And then when you're a quarterback like Sam Bradford, if you hit him a couple of times, then he gets skittish in the pocket. So I think that's something the Redskins do have in terms of, you know, something that favors them on their side is that, you know, if they can hit Sam Bradford, then, you know, Sam Bradford may be a little timid in the pocket. But at the end of the day, if we're going to go compare the Arizona Cardinals from last year to this year, they're totally different. They're a better team. I mean, like I said, you mentioned this, Ray, and we both just talked about it. David Johnson is back. David Johnson isn't a top 10 running back. He's a top 3 running back in the NFL when healthy.
Yo, prior to last year when he was injured, he caught 80 passes mm-hmm. in a season. In addition to running for somewhere over 1,200 yards. And he scored 20 touchdowns that season, too, by the way. Just imagine him out the backfield and Mason Foster's matchup.
I'm serious.
It's going to be a little scary.
It's scary. And Larry Fitzgerald. I mean, at the end of the day, we're talking about one of the best wide receivers who ever played this game. You know what I mean? And he's not slowing down. So you're going to have Larry Fitzgerald. I mean, Josh Norman, will probably, you know, I won't say he'll be on him throughout the whole game because Larry Fitzgerald moves around a lot and Josh Norman tends to not. He stays on one side. So you're going to get Larry Fitzgerald on matchups with maybe you'll get the linebacker. He may be.
And when you get there, I kind of will expound a little bit, but pretty much echoing those thoughts.
Julie on Twitter said, we haven't won an opening game in years. I'm not underestimating anyone.
Donovan McNabb versus the Eagles. Was that the last time the Redskins won an opening day? Or was that the Eagles?
But they beat the Eagles.
Was that opening day? No, that was opening day.
You're talking about.
When Donovan McNabb was a starter, I think that's the last time the Redskins won an opening
day. RG3 Saints.
In New Orleans, you're right.
Way after
that. Forgot about that.
That still
was a while ago, though.
I know. It's a while ago. At Jay Gruden. Jay Gruden has never won an opening day game. At Matt Jotter said, no, the Redskins haven't underestimated any. Well, the fans aren't underestimating the Arizona Cardinals. I feel like they are, because I just listened to someone speak, a reporter for the Washington Redskins, and said that, like, this is a game they should win. And I'm like, they should win. Well, they're on the road against the Cardinals.
It depends on who it was, because a lot of the guys in this area who cover the Redskins, who've been covering the team for years, when they hear teams like Cardinals or Falcons, mm-hmm. they think of the older years where the Redskins used to beat these teams. Yeah. No issue.
It's not the same team.
It's absolutely not the same.
So what do the Redskins have to do to be successful against the Cardinals?
Well, obviously, which was already identified, mm-hmm. Running the ball effectively to control the clock mm-hmm. and finishing drives with touchdowns. You can't have field goals every time you get in the red zone mm-hmm. or the majority of the time. That's going to be a problem. But to me, the biggest key to victory is protecting Alex Smith. Mm-hmm. And here's why. If you keep your quarterback upright, you sustain drives, you keep that Arizona offense at home off the field with a returning healthy David Johnson. Mm-hmm. And if you manage the clock properly, I believe the defense could manage the game on their end. They may not stop the Cardinals, but they could contain them mm-hmm. in order to get a victory. If you protect your quarterback, that's the key. If your offensive line overall plays well, that means running the ball well, as we said, and keeping your quarterback up to where he has time to look for these receivers, I think it'll be a day where they can win. And they can win scoring pretty high, because the offense can be pretty good. Jay Gruden has proven his offense yep. is lethal. Mm-hmm. Kirk Cousins showed that for years.
Yeah, great points. I feel similar. To me, David Johnson's not a guy that I look at the Redskins stopping, but I try to contain him so he won't have like a crazy sick night. Sick afternoon against the Redskins. To me, the big thing is getting pressure on Sam Bradford. I think they have to get pressure on Sam Bradford. They have to make Sam Bradford uncomfortable. If they can make the Cardinals one-dimensional, then they won half of the battle right there. So if they can get Sam Bradford out of place, not comfortable in the pocket, hit him a couple times, that means Ryan Kerrigan has to step up, put big-time pressure, be an elite pass rusher. Same for Preston Smith. This is a contract year for Preston Smith. He has to ball out. And Josh Norman, this is what they paid you the big money for. Like, you're going against at points in the game on Sunday, you will be going against Larry Fitzgerald. They paid you to strap down some of the best wide receivers in the NFL. This is what you got to do. And also, you want to see what the young pups are going to do. You want to see what Fabian Moreau is going to do. You want to see what Quentin Dunbar is going to do. These are guys that the team felt confident enough to cut Scandrick. They felt confident enough not to re-sign Bashar Breeland. These are guys that have to step up. So they need to play well for this team to win.
If you know football, and I'm speaking to those who are listening, mm-hmm. friends, whoever, mm-hmm. you know football, you're nervous about those DBs right now.
Yeah, you should. Yeah, you should. You should. Totally agree.
Period. Based on what you've seen in training camp, in that one preseason game, mm-hmm. the third game, and based off their experience level and the type of talent that we consider elite talent around the league, how you measure this group up to those type of guys. We talked about Patrick Peterson. What guy can you even think that comes close? Josh Norman, maybe? And to me, he's starting to be on the decline.
And he's not Patrick. And let's be real. He's not Patrick Peterson.
No.
Not even close.
He's not. You and I had a mini debate last week about, at the time when he signed with the Skins, who was the best corner. And I just said he was paid like the best corner. But he was right up there. Based off his recent body of work, mm-hmm. You're a little concerned. Like I said, you don't know. Yeah. Even in the preseason, again, that small sample size, he got beat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Within the run game, they look good in the run game with Trent, Morgan, Moses, Brandon, Sheriff. So I expect for that to be good going against the Arizona Cardinals. And I know, like, again, we only go off sample size, but against a good Denver Broncos deep front seven, they were able to run the football in that third preseason game. And I think that Denver Broncos unit is better than the Cardinals front seven unit. So I'm going to believe that, Adrian Peterson mm-hmm. is going to have a successful game running the football. I'm not going to say he's going to have like a crazy 150, 200-yard rushing game. I'm not saying that, but I think he'll be effective.
You are secretly like planning to gloat when he has a big season. You've been drafting him in every league. I've been peeping out. You like high on this Adrian Peterson thing. It all goes back to the fact that you were the first one to mention that the Redskins should look at him. And now he looked good in that first, his first preseason game.
Yeah.
And you're like, I want to prove to the world that I was right. You already said it anyway. Yeah. But now he's got to perform, and you got the inkling based on how he looked that he's going to perform. I can just feel it.
Yeah, dude. Like, what have you always said to me, man? Real dudes say real things, man.
There you go.
All right, time for a break. Lex Diamond from Heritage Sports Radio Network will join us to discuss the Skins Cardinals game after the break. You listen to the Urban Sports Thing for ages. You dig? Deuces. We'll be right back. listen to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM. Hopewell, Virginia. I'm Wally here. My boy Ray Jeezy. Will T is out. You know, he's having issues with issues being with
survive without Dez Bryant and without Tony Romo.
Tony Romo, so, Jason Witten, maybe.
Yeah, so it's a lot of hope out there. The Steelers are hoping that Le'Veon Bell comes joins back. Them sooner than later. You know what I'm saying? So there's, and you have to have that optimism going into the first week of the season. If you don't have that, and you shouldn't be in football if you don't have that.
Lex, you know who else has optimism? The Arizona Cardinals. They're getting their star running back on the field this week, who caught 80 passes out the backfield the season before last, 20 touchdowns. Led the league, as a matter of fact, with 20 touchdowns. How are the Redskins going to stop him?
Well, again, Arizona's hoping that he's going to resemble 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. But Washington is hoping that he's going to have some rust on him and that he won't be as effective early on.
Too much hope.
You know, especially in the first game. They're hoping that he won't be as effective. And, you know, this guy could be. We don't want, as Redskins fans, we don't want him to be the 80 reception, 20 touchdown guy, because if that's the case, he's going to be unstoppable. Mm-hmm. But I think because there's a change in quarterback, there's going to be some, you know, I guess some skepticism with their offense. I don't think their offense is dynamic as it was. Bruce Arians was a really great coach. A little different situation now. Arizona has kind of fallen back to the pack. They still have a good defense, but I think Washington should be able to compete with Arizona.
Of course they can compete, absolutely. I'm just worried about the linebacking corps being able to stop a guy like David Johnson, you know, catching receptions out the backfield. But overall, it might be an even matchup. Just comes down to some little things. Red zone efficiency for both teams will be important. And running the football, as we just discussed. But Redskins offensive line, what are you expecting from them? Wally said on our other show he felt like as a group with Morgan Moses and Trent Williams leading.
You know, I need to see him play very well.
So you're listening to the Urban Sports Scene with Will T. Will T's out, Ray, and myself, Wally. Right now we have Lex Diamond from Heritage Sports Radio Network on the line with this. So we talked about this in a prior segment. Do you think this team is underestimating the Cardinals, either the fan base or the players?
I don't think anybody is underestimating anybody.
Okay.
I just think Washington started last season fairly strong, and I think they have upgraded their defensive line. I think they've upgraded their offense, and I just expect them to be better. And when you add a running back that's competent like Adrian Peterson, put him in the mix, I mean, you saw what he could do when he got an opportunity. And I tell you, if we get all those guys playing and they get for a long period of time, I mean, I think the sky's the limit for this team. I'm not saying they're the Green Bay Packers. You know, I'm not saying they're in the same class with the Atlanta Falcons. But I do believe that this team can compete for that NFC, the NFC East title. You know, because the Eagles, you know, they have a good team, but they lost some key players on their roster, and their quarterback is not starting the season. So I think there's room for Washington to kind of fill some of that void there. And I think with Dallas decline, and we really have the unknown with the Giants, I think it's hope for Washington. We're back. It's hope again. There's hope.
I will say this, Lex. I'm a diehard Redskin fan, and I will say this: that you sound like me, because you're using that word hope a lot, and I say it, I use that myself.
Well, I do like your optimism, Lex. Honestly, and I think we'll have a great discussion next week to see how the team look because they have upgraded at some positions. You gotta love Daron Payne as a rookie. He looked strong when he was healthy in the preseason. I like Sean Deion Hamilton as a contributor.
Ketino Mobley just won a championship for the Big Three.
That's what I'm saying. Ketino Mobley be balling, bro.
Ketino Mobley looks like Uncle Drew, though.
Uncle Drew can ball, though, right? So can Ketino Mobley.
Can ball.
Yeah, so can Ketino Mobley, man. So, hey, so Lex, who needs to step up for this team to go 1-0?
Alex Smith needs to step up and prove that you know, that preseason, that third preseason game was just a fluke, and he just needs to show everybody why the Redskins are investing in him, and, you know, for him to be the number one guy. You know, make us forget Kirk Cousins. On
right.
Sunday. That's what we're hoping. That's what we want.
The secret weapon got to step up too, Lex.
Yeah.
Come on, Lex. You got to do it for us, man.
Hey, listen. I was trying to go the whole show without mentioning the secret weapon. Because I was waiting for you guys to say, well, what are the weak points of Washington? The wide receivers. I think there's still the unknown. We don't know what we have in Josh Doctrine. You know, we don't know what Richardson is capable of doing. Other than being more of a secondary type player. And we don't know if Jordan Reed is going to be able to play the whole game. So there's some unknown factors in there, but I think if there is a weak point, that's the weak point on the offensive side, the receivers. We don't know, you know, collectively, we don't know what we're going to get from the receivers. On the defensive side, you guys mentioned it earlier, it's the linebackers, you know, who's going to step up and be the playmaker.
So, real quick, Lex, give us your prediction.
I'm going with the Redskins, and I'm going to go
yes, you are.
I'm going to go out to the desert, and I'm going to give them 30 points in the desert. I'm going to give them 30 because they're playing in the dome. They're not playing like – they're not playing in a open stadium. I know they're not going to open the dome. They're gonna keep the dome closed. So I'm gonna go with Washington with 30 points.
It probably and been hotter say, here. Shoot.
And I'm gonna go
425 Arizona Cardinals. I want to say like Sunday night so bad. I want to say like Sunday night so bad. I don't know why. I keep wanting to say Sunday night.
No,
yeah.
No prime time yet.
But yeah, man, it's big, man. Yeah, Adrian Peterson's
Kirk,
first game.
Kirk in prime time.
Kirk is our guy.
Kirk wasn't good in prime time, so we're not going
to
do that.
And he turned the
ball
keys. The keys is not to turn the ball over. And Kirk turned the ball over.
You crazy
in the first game. So I'm just saying though. But yeah,
Kirk, let's get into our tradition. That was bad.
The pregame. Let's get into our tradition.
That was a bad Jay Gruden impression.
Let's get into our tradition. The pregame. But anyway, before
Gruden.
But subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and Google Play. Search All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene. Make sure you rate us and leave us a comment. Also, tweet us at the Urban Sports Scene and hit us up on our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. But Will T's not here. And like Ray said, let's get into our tradition, the pregame. Here are our topics. We'll talk about the Washington Redskins season opener against the Arizona Cardinals. Then we'll have Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network to talk about the game as well. And finally, in our listener segment, That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene, we'll talk about the first game of the season. And also this question we also posed in our next segment, are fans underestimating the Arizona Cardinals? But again... You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. I'm Wally here with my boy Ray Jeezy. Actually, Ray Jeezy just stepped out. Will T's out. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Just search All Skins Every Locker Room Feeling Good. I agree. I felt like that happened against the Eagles in the season opener last year. It's all about momentum. This team defensively should really play physical, be aggressive. And I think that shouldn't happen. And again, on the offensive side of the ball, don't turn the ball over, changing momentum. I feel that, you know, with Alex Smith, that won't happen as much. Again, I have all faith in what this Redskins team can do going into Arizona. My only thing is that I don't think that this team should be overconfident. I think we talked about it in our prior segments. This team has no right to be overconfident. And to be honest with you, the fans have no right to be overconfident. Actually, it's funny. So in the same group, Redskins Nation Football Club, Chester Eubanks says about the Redskins fans being overconfident. Chester Eubanks says, Yes, they are. And Chester, I hope not. Like, they shouldn't be overconfident against this Arizona Cardinals team. This Arizona Cardinals team is a dangerous team. Has a lot of talent. Just as much talent as the Washington Redskins. And they have young talent in David Johnson. And even in the rookie Kirk from Texas A&M. So, again, this team shouldn't feel overly confident. There are weapons that this Arizona ball club does have. And I know for all the people that, you know, think that Sam Bradford is done. I mean, again, Sam Bradford isn't done. He's pretty efficient when he is a starting quarterback. What I mean by that is when he's on the field, he's efficient. When he's not on, like, the thing about Sam Bradford that makes people think that he's a bum is that he's not available because he's always hurt. And, yeah, the Redskins are able to knock him out the game. That would be the blessing. I know you don't wish injury on folks, but I would rather have a rookie in Josh Rosen than Sam Bradford. And I think Josh Rosen will be a star, but I'm saying at this point in time, I'd rather would have Josh Rosen against the Redskins defense than a Sam Bradford. But, again, thank you all for listening to the Urban Sports Scene. This has been great, Ray, and I appreciate it. All skins, everything is blowing up. We're doing big things popping. Hopefully the Redskins give us a W. I want a W. I want this team to be 1-0. I want this vibe, this positive feeling. Carson Palmer went down. They had terrible quarterback play. Their defense was still one of the better defenses in the NFL. Still had Larry Fitzgerald. Larry Fitzgerald, I believe, still had over 1,000 yards receiving. David Johnson was out last year. And he's back. So, and then now you have, regardless of what people feel about Sam Bradford as a quarterback, he's still better than the quarterbacks he had last season.
Sam Bradford with those weapons.
Yeah, with those weapons.
We'll be fine.
Yeah,
Sam. I'm not the biggest Sam Bradford fan. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. I stated that last week, so I'm not going to switch up from that. But shocked if he had a big game? No, because he is capable.
Yeah.
It's just, I think he's inconsistent. You just feel like he's injured all the time.
No, I feel like he's consistent. He's consistent when he's on the field. You know, he's a guy that if you look at his career completion percentage is up there with some of the best in the NFL. Sam Bradford, his only thing is injuries. It's always been injuries. And then when you're a quarterback like Sam Bradford, if you hit him a couple of times, then he gets skittish in the pocket. So I think that's something the Redskins do have in terms of, you know, something that favors them on their side is that, you know, if they can hit Sam Bradford, then, you know, Sam Bradford may be a little timid in the pocket. But at the end of the day, we're looking at if we're going to go compare the Arizona Cardinals from last year to this year, they're totally different. They're a better team. I mean, like I said, you mentioned this, Ray, and we both just talked about it. David Johnson is back. David Johnson isn't a top 10 running back. He's a top 3 running back in the NFL when healthy.
Yo, prior to last year when he was injured, he caught 80 passes in a season. In addition to running for somewhere over 1,200 yards. And he scored 20 touchdowns that season, too, just imagine him out the backfield and Mason Foster's matchup.
I'm serious.
It's going to be a little scary.
It's scary. And Larry Fitzgerald. I mean, at the end of the day, we're talking about one of the best wide receivers who ever played this game. You know what I mean? And he's not slowing down. He's not slowing down. So you're going to have Larry Fitzgerald. I mean, Josh Norman, will probably, you know, I won't say he'll be on him throughout the whole game because Larry Fitzgerald moves around a lot and Josh Norman tends to not. He stays on one side. So you're going to get Larry Fitzgerald on matchups with maybe you'll get the linebacker. He may be on a linebacker, maybe checking Larry Fitzgerald, or Quentin Dunbar may be checking Larry Fitzgerald, or Fabian Monroe may be checking Larry Fitzgerald. Those aren't favorable matchups for the Washington Redskins.
Yeah, I don't think I think you're biased. That's what I'm saying. I don't think you're too high on the defense at this point. It's going to take a game to see how they play it before they make you believe that they're better. I know you have.
What you mean I'm biased? Who?
You don't like the linebacking core. That's one thing.
No, I'm being real. I'm being totally real.
I know. I feel like you're being totally objective here.
Yeah.
But I know I don't. I just say you was biased. So I feel like when it comes to the team overall, you're being objective. But yeah. You have your issues.
I have my issues, but no, my issues is the fan base saying this game is like when they look at the schedule, like, oh, they play Arizona. It's a W. The Redskins aren't that much better than the Arizona. Let me take that back. The Redskins are in the same playing field as the Arizona Cardinals. If we're looking at talent for talent.
Yeah, and as the show progresses, as we go along, I think I kind of will highlight some ways the Redskins and the Cardinals are very similar, you know, as far as like red zone efficiency and things like that. But the simulated Madden game, I just tweeted out the Redskins simulated Madden season. They're losing, or they lost 46-38 to the Cardinals on that simulated season.
They losing? They won?
No, they lost 46-38.
They're tough.
The simulated game.
Who's the quarterback, Sam Bradford or Josh Rosen?
Oh, I didn't watch the game. I watched. They didn't. they didn't show a whole lot of highlights from that. They showed a few. Mm-hmm. Like, for every game, they show a few highlights. Mm-hmm. And that's it.
So I posted the question on Facebook and Twitter. Are Redskins fans and also players underestimating the Arizona Cardinals? Redskins Hangover on Twitter said, good question. I feel like we're so hyped to see what our team looks like. We just can't be bothered. It's a weird feeling. It's like we tinkered out in the garage with the old car's engine and we're hoping it runs or passes. Sevens, not threes this year. Touchdowns. Yeah. Sevens, not three.
Like I said, we'll get red there zone, because you're going to talk about the keys to victory, right?
Hashtag red zone woes. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, when you get there, I kind of will expound a little bit, but pretty much echoing those thoughts.
Julie on Twitter said, we haven't won an opening game in years. I'm not underestimating anyone.
Donovan McNabb versus the Eagles. Was that the last time the Redskins won opening day? Or was that the Eagles?
But they beat the E.
Was that opening day? No, that wasn't opening day.
You're talking about the Saints
when
game?
Donovan
Saints?
McNabb was the starter. I think that's the last time the Redskins won an opening
day. RG3 Saints.
In New Orleans, you're right.
Way after
that. Forgot about that.
Jotter.
That still was a while ago, though.
I know. It's a while ago. At Jay Gruden's never won an opening day game. At Matt Jotter said, no, the Redskins haven't underestimated any. Well, the fans aren't underestimating the Arizona Cardinals. I feel like they are, because I listened to someone speak, a reporter for the Washington Redskins, and said that, like, this is a game they should win. And I'm like, they should win. Well, they're on the road against the Cardinals.
It depends on who it was, because a lot of the guys in this area who cover the Redskins, who've been covering the team for years, when they hear teams like Cardinals or Falcons, they think of the older years where the Redskins used to beat these teams. Yeah. No issue.
It's not the same team.
It's absolutely not the same.
So what do the Redskins have to do to be successful against the Cardinals?
Well, obviously, which was already identified, running the ball effectively to control the clock and finishing drives with touchdowns. You can't have field goals every time you get in the red zone or the majority of the time. That's going to be a problem. But to me, the biggest key to victory is protecting Alex Smith. Uh-huh. And here's why. If you keep your quarterback upright, you sustain drives, you keep that Arizona offense at home off the field with a returning healthy David Johnson, and if you manage the clock properly, I believe the defense could manage the game on their end. They may not stop the Cardinals, but they could contain them in order to get a victory. If you protect your quarterback, that's the key. If your offensive line overall plays well, that means running the ball well, as we said, and keeping your quarterback up to where he has time to look for these receivers, I think it'll be a day where they can win. And they can win scoring pretty high, because the offense can be pretty good. Jay Gruden has proven his offense is lethal. Mm-hmm. Kirk Cousins showed that for years.
Yeah, great points. I feel similar. To me, David Johnson is not a guy that I look at the Redskins stopping, but I, try to contain him so he won't have like a crazy sick night. Sick afternoon against the Redskins. To me, the big thing is getting pressure on Sam Bradford. I think they have to get pressure on Sam Bradford. They have to make Sam Bradford uncomfortable. If they can make the Cardinals one-dimensional, then they won half of the battle right there. So if they can get Sam Bradford out of place, not comfortable in the pocket, hit him a couple of times, that means Ryan Kerrigan has to step up, put big-time pressure, be an elite pass rusher. Same for Preston Smith. This is a contract year for Preston Smith. He has to ball out. And Josh Norman. This is what they paid you the big money for. Like, you're going against – at points in time in the game on Sunday, you will be going against Larry Fitzgerald. They paid you to strap down some of the best wide receivers in the NFL. This is what you got to do. And also, you want to see what the young pups are going to do. You want to see what Fabian Moreau is going to do. You want to see what Quentin Dunbar is going to do. These are guys that the team felt confident enough to cut Scandrick. They felt confident enough not to re-sign Bashard Breeland. These are guys that have to step up. So they need to play well for this team to win.
If you know football, and I'm speaking to those who are listening, friends, whoever, you know football, you're nervous about those DBs right now.
Yeah, you should. Yeah, you should. You should. Totally agree.
Period. Based on what you've seen in training camp, in that one preseason game, the third game, and based off their experience level and the type of talent that we consider elite talent around the league, how you measure this group up to those type of guys. We talked about Patrick Peterson. What guy can you even think that comes close? Josh Norman, maybe? And to me, he's starting to be on the decline.
And he's not Patrick. And let's be real. He's not Patrick Peterson.
No.
Not even close. Like, no,
he's not. You and I had a mini debate last week about, at the time when he signed with the Skins, who was the best corner. And I just said he was paid like the best corner. But he was right up there. based off his recent body of work, you're a little concerned. Like I said, you don't know. Yeah. Even in the preseason, again, that small sample size,
yeah,
he got beat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you were like, whoa, this is your quote-unquote shutdown corner. It's your big money guy. You know, you just got to question how much he has left in the tank.
Yeah, just – and to be
– at least now.
At least now. But, again, that's a big storyline going into that Cardinals game. Like, they need him to be elite. Like, they don't need him to be good.
Nope.
They need him to be elite. Because you – because Quinn Dunbar, this is his first time being a starting cornerback in the NFL. Like, in every – like, week 1 to 16, if healthy, starting cornerback in the NFL. You expect struggles – some struggles from him. You do. You expect it. But with – with Josh Norman, you hope that he is so good that you can roll coverage on the other side.
And see, this and goes back to the Kendall Fuller thing. It's like you haven't had a guy since Sean Taylor, who was elite DB, at least. Since Sean Taylor.
An elite DB?
Yeah. Since Sean Taylor.
Yeah.
In my opinion, like a game-changing, you know, DB.
Yeah. No, I agree. I won't even act
Kendall Fuller might be – he might have been ascending to that. We just don't know.
Yeah, you don't know. But.
And it's just unfortunate because I feel as though he didn't get the opportunity. Now, that's over and done with.
Yeah.
You're confident with the group you have. You're the coaches, or at least they say they are.
Yeah.
Let's see what they can do. This is where it counts.
Agreed.
Opening day. And, again, you're not going to have a lot to work on with this new coach.
Yeah.
For the Cardinals.
Yeah. And the Cardinals coach comes from Carolina who had a successful defense. They won a better defense in the NFL. And he's going to a Cardinals team that has talent on that side of the ball. So is there a lot of pressure on Alex Smith in this game? Does he have to start fast?
I'm going to say no for him personally because I feel as though former number one pick, he's played in many big games. Mm-hmm. He knows what it's like to have pressure. He made a debut in Kansas City where people were looking to see how he was going to play mm-hmm. based on the fact that he was done dirty in San Fran, in your opinion?
I thought he was.
He's kind of being like Jalen Hurts.
I'm dead serious.
You do so much for your team. Now, you just get replaced.
I love Jim Harbaugh, but I thought he did him dirty. I did. I thought he didn't know. There was no reason the way he was playing at the time. Because they were winning a lot. They weren't like losing. They were winning a lot. And he played. And that I believe that season, the year he did get benched, he went to Lambeau Field and beat Aaron Rodgers.
He was balling.
In the regular season and fried Green Bay.
He was
so
balling.
It's like then all of a sudden he gets benched. So, I mean, at the end of the day, like when you look at him, I feel like, he gets a bum rap.
I think the fact that Cap played so well and got to the Super Bowl, nobody really talks about Alex Smith.
Yeah.
But my point was that he left that situation after the way the coaches did him, and then he's starting fresh in Kansas City, a franchise that has a very passionate fan base, just like this one, that hasn't had a lot of success. Mm-hmm. Been to a lot of playoffs, but not a lot of success, and they were looking to see how he was going to perform, and he did a great job in his years there. So he's a capable guy. He's experienced, veteran to the core.
Yeah, totally agree. So real quick, who wins the Redskins or Cardinals? Who wins between the Redskins and Cardinals and why?
Man, I'm gonna go with Arizona in part because Will T picked Washington, which I think is hilarious.
Watch the football team.
He wasn't even doing all that before that. All that came out. Anyway, here's the thing. Jay Gruden, opening day.
Yeah.
Historically. We just talked about
0-4.
On the road.
Yeah, on the road. It's a tough game.
Trying to get you guys healthy. Chris Thompson. Jordan Reed, these guys are healthy. I'm just saying, trying to grow some chemistry with their new quarterback. You got a good rookie who I want to see what you got in Payne on defense. Mm-hmm. Offensive line looks sketchy in that one preseason game that counted the third one.
Mm-hmm.
So, to me, I think they'll grow as the season goes. I really and I could be wrong. Of course, I could be wrong. Yeah. Anyway, to be honest, this is one where no matter which way you go, you don't look dumb because. It could go either way.
It can go either way.
But I'm going to go to Arizona.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to go with the Redskins, obviously, being a Skins fan. But cool. at the same time, though, I do think that, Adrian Peterson is going to be a guy I think that's going to be a factor in this game. I think he'll run hard. I think you get Trent Williams there. You got Morgan Moses. You saw that within the run game, they looked good in the run game with Trent, Morgan Moses, Brandon Sheriff. So I expect for that to be good going against the Arizona Cardinals. And I know, like, again, we only go off sample size, but against a good Denver Broncos deep front seven, they were able to run the football in that third preseason game. And I think that Denver Broncos unit is better than the Cardinals front seven unit. So I'm going to believe that, you know, Adrian Peterson is going to have a successful game running the football. I'm not going to say he's going to have like a crazy 150, 200 yard rushing game. I'm not saying that, but I think he'll be effective.
You are secretly like planning to gloat when he has a big season. You've been drafting him in every league. I've been peeping out. You like high on this Adrian Peterson thing. It all goes back to the fact that you were the first one to mention that the Redskins should look at him. And now he looked good in that first, and not first, but yeah, his first preseason game.
Yeah.
And you're like, I want to prove to the world that I was right. You already said it anyway. Yeah. But now he's got to perform, and you got the inkling based on how he looked that he's gonna perform. I can just feel it.
Yeah, dude. Like, what did you tell? What have you always said to me, man? Real dude, say real things, man.
There you go.
All right, time for a break. Lex Diamond from Heritage Sports Radio Network will join us to discuss the Skins Cardinals game after the break. You listen to the Urban Sports Thing for ages. You dig? Deuces. You listen to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM. Hopewell, Virginia. I'm Wally here. My boy Ray Jeezy. Will T is out. You know, he's having issues with issues being Will T. You know, Will T is difficult. He's a difficult dude anyway. But he's a difficult dude, man. Right now, we have Skins Insider Lex Diamonds from the Heritage Sports Radio Network with us. What's good, Lex?
Hey guys, what's going on? It's football season. I know y'all ready to rock and roll.
You yes, know it, man. You know it, Lex.
Let's put power behind us. Everybody been tweeting about Tommy being a G and all this other stuff, but we talking football now. College football is great, by the way, Lex. I gotta take that shot at you, man.
College football began last week. A lot of intrigue, a couple of upsets, and it was great just to kind of get going. I was at Morgan and Towson. Not a great football game. A lot of people in attendance. And Towson, you know, the quarterback, Joe Flacco's baby brother, he looks pretty good.
I'm going to ask you, he's good? What is he? What does he bring to the table? Is he similar to his brother?
A little different.
Okay.
He's a little shorter. He's like 6'1".
Okay.
But he's a little more mobile
than
his older brother. You know, he does the read option really well. And, you know, he might get a shot at the next level.
Okay.
You never know.
That's cool. That's good to know. So, Lex, the roster's all set. Are you happy with the players who made the 53-man roster?
I am. I think we had that conversation about, you know, the linebackers in particular.
Mm-hmm.
And you did see that Ryan Anderson, you know, was given the benefit of the doubt, you know, because he was drafted, you know, last season. And I think this is it for him if he doesn't perform. And I think the narrative around the league, if you aren't performing, regardless of where you were picked, if you aren't performing by year three, most people are going to move on and just, you know, take their chance again in the draft. So Ryan, he's going to get his shot this year, and you know, hopefully he'll play a lot better than he did in the preseason, because he had a terrible preseason, in my opinion.
I don't think he had the greatest preseason game at all either. Were you surprised that Martrell Spates was cut, and a guy like Ryan Anderson got to stay on the team?
Again, we go back to, you know, what it comes down to, the fact that this guy was, you know, he's drafted out of Alabama. You know, they're going to give him the benefit of the doubt. And let's see if, you know, if he's as good as advertised.
Mm-hmm.
I think overall you think he has a bigger upside, you know, than Marcus. But Marcus hopefully will get another shot and get a chance to land on his feet somewhere.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, I felt like he brought a lot of energy when he got on the field. But he was really good in preseason. I know in regular season that tend to change at times when he got an opportunity. So what kind of team do you expect to see Sunday against the Cards?
I hope we see 25 carries for AP. And I hope we have a balanced attack. And I'm really hoping to see Jordan Reed.
Uh-huh.
And I'm really hoping to see Chris Thompson. and I think Washington has a lot of weapons. I would love to see them all displayed at the same time.
Because I think
it would be beautiful. I think it would be really beautiful to watch. And we just hope that, you know, we'll get to see him in the desert.
That's a lot of hope, Lex. You like President Obama, man. Hope.
Hey, Cedric Entertainer said black people don't hope. We wish.
It's the first week of the season, guys. If you can't hope the first week of the season, hey, I don't know what to tell you. Every team right now has a glimmer of hope. You look at the Cleveland Browns and their, you know, resurgence. You know, everybody feels like Cleveland is the surprise team. They're going to win 7-8 games. I mean, we'll see.
Just said that.
Everybody is hoping that Alex Smith's replacement in Kansas City, they're hoping that he is going to be legit.
Uh-huh.
The Cowboys are hoping they can survive without Dez Bryant and without Tony Romo.
Mm.
Tony Romo, so, Jason Witten, maybe.
Yeah, so it's a lot of hope out there. The Steelers are hoping that Le'Veon Bell joins them sooner than later. You know what I'm saying? So you have to have that optimism going into the first week of the season. If you don't have that, you shouldn't be in football if you don't have that.
Lex, you know who else has optimism? The Arizona Cardinals. They're getting their star running back back on the field this week, who caught 80 passes out the backfield the season before last, 20 touchdowns, led the league, as a matter of fact, with 20 touchdowns. How are the Redskins going to stop him?
Well, again, Arizona's hoping that he's going to resemble 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But Washington is hoping that he's going to have some rust on him and that he won't be as effective early on.
Too much hope.
You know, especially in the first game. They're hoping that he won't be as effective. And, you know, this guy could be. We don't want, as Redskins fans, we don't want him to be the 80 reception, 20 touchdown guy, because if that's the case, he's going to be unstoppable.
Mm-hmm.
But I think because there's a change at quarterback, there's going to be some, you know, I guess some skepticism with their offense. I don't think their offense is dynamic as it was. Bruce Arians was a really great coach. A little different situation now. Arizona has kind of fallen back to the pack. They still have a good defense, but I think Washington should be able to compete with Arizona.
Of course they can compete, absolutely. I'm just worried about the linebacking core being able to stop a guy like David Johnson, you know, catching receptions out the backfield. But overall, it might be an even matchup. Just comes down to some little things. Red zone efficiency for both teams will be important, and running the football, as we just discussed. But Redskins offensive line, what are you expecting from them? Wally said on our other show he felt like as a group with Morgan Moses and Trent Williams leading the way, they look pretty good. I feel like in the third preseason game, I know the Broncos are considered to have a tough front seven, but still, I felt as though they didn't look too well. They didn't look good. We're hoping they look good, but I mean, we got to do more than hope. We got to see what's going to happen, not just in this first game, but going long term when you're in division and in the conference. You're going to be going against some tough teams.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. The one person that is who probably can't wait for Sunday is Gruden. Because, first of all, the offense looked terrible most of the preseason.
Yeah.
And that third preseason game where all the stars are out there and you expect greatness from your team, a glimpse of what to expect for week one, we hope that that was not a glimpse of what to expect in week one, because they were horrific. And we're believing that Washington, you know, is going to get better production from their new quarterback, Alex Smith, and the fact that he'll have his weapons and they'll be able to play an entire game together and not just, you know, one quarter. It should be a much better product. And I think the results will be better. I think a guy that they didn't really use in the preseason much, Richardson, I think he's going to be a factor. I think he's going to be a factor on Sunday because Chris Thompson is coming back from injury. So I think Richardson will probably be used more in that slot and, you know, be the guy that they do those, you know, those jet sweep plays with and the deep, you know, the deep routes that kind of, those little baby bubble screens they used to run with DeSean Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think Washington's offense is going to be, I think they're going to be better than advertised. And I just want to see what that defense is going to look like, especially the defensive line. I want to see what they look like for entire game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we saw reserve guys, and I'm worried about Josh Norman. He looked bad in that third preseason
right.
game.
Yes.
I'd really need to see Josh Gordon. You know, I need to see him play very well.
So you're listening to the Urban Sports Scene with Will T's out Ray and myself, Wally. Right now we have Lex Diamond from Heritage Sports Radio Network online with this. So we talked about this in a prior segment. Do you think this team is underestimating the Cardinals, either the fan base or the players?
I don't think anybody is underestimating anybody.
Okay.
I just think Washington started last season fairly strong. And I think they have upgraded their defensive line. I think they've upgraded their offense. And I just expect them to be better. And when you add a running back that's competent like Adrian Peterson, put him in the mix, I mean, you saw what he could do when he got an opportunity. And I tell you, if we get all those guys playing and they can score a long period of time, I mean, I think the sky's the limit for this team. I'm not saying they're the Green Bay Packers. You know, I'm not saying they're in the same class with the Atlanta Falcons. But I do believe that this team could compete for that NFC East title. You know, because the Eagles, you know, they have a good team, but they lost some key players on their roster, and their quarterback is not starting the season. So I think there's room for Washington to kind of fill some of that void there, and I think with Dallas decline and we really have the unknown with the Giants, I think it's hope for Washington. We're back, it's hope again. There's hope for the Redskins.
I will say this, Lex, I'm a diehard Redskin fan, and I will say this, that you sound like me. Because you're using that word hope a lot. And I use that myself.
Well, I do like your optimism, Lex, honestly. And I think we'll have a great discussion next week to see how the team looks.
Mm.
Because they have upgraded at some positions. You got to love Deron Payne. As a rookie, he looked strong when he was healthy in the preseason. I like Sean Deion Hamilton as a contributor coming off that bench. Hopefully improving a linebacking core that needs better sideline to sideline speed. So there's a lot of optimism because of the unknown. Alex Smith, from all indications, might be an upgrade as far as being able to get out the pocket, read defenses. I'm just concerned that the offensive line won't be able to hold up for four quarters. If they do and the Redskins can manage the clock, then they'll win this game. The defense can contain the Arizona Cardinals. I believe that.
There's no question about it. And I can see Alex Smith really controlling, you know, the offense, the tempo, you know, everything. I mean, he's a veteran quarterback who has had success most of his career. And I think, you know, it's an opportunity for him to show everyone that it wasn't a fluke. It wasn't Andy Reid. It wasn't Harbaugh. It was Alex Smith. And he is worthy of being a number one draft pick, the number one first overall draft pick. He is showing, you know, he wants to show everybody that, hey, I am the quarterback. I am the guy. You know, forget Tom Brady. Forget, you know, Ben Roethlisberger. And forget Andrew Luck and Aaron Rodgers. I'm the guy that you guys should be paying attention to. I'm just happy that we have a quarterback and it's not a situation. We lost Kirk and then we come back with a rookie. I'm happy that we do have a veteran and a winner in Alex Smith. So, you know, that's what the excitement, I think, for everyone. Everybody's excited because of him. And then to add Adrian Peterson. I think that's where the excitement has kind of hit most Redskin fans right now.
Yeah, and I agree. Alex Smith has been in this situation. He knows what it feels like to play under pressure. The way his career ended in San Francisco, it didn't end well, but yet he was resilient in the way he came back. And he's aging gracefully, unlike Coutinho Mobley or people like that.
Did he just mention Coutinho Mobley?
He sure did. Of all people.
But Coutinho Mobley just won a championship for the Big Three.
That's what I'm saying. Coutinho Mobley be balling, bro. Coutinho Mobley
looks like Uncle Drew, though.
Uncle Drew can ball, though, right? So can Coutinho Mobley.
Drew can ball.
Yeah, so Coutinho Mobley, man. So, hey, so Lex, who needs to step up for this team to go 1-0?
Alex Smith needs to step up and prove that, you know, that preseason, that third preseason game was just a fluke, and he just needs to show everybody why the Redskins are investing in him, you know, for him to be the number one guy. You know, make us forget Kirk Cousins on Sunday. That's what we want.
The secret weapon got to step up too, Lex.
Yeah,
come on, Lex, you got to do it for us, man.
Hey. Listen, I was trying to go the whole show without mentioning the because I was waiting for you guys to say, well, what are the weak points of Washington? The wide receivers, I think there's still the unknown. We don't know what we have in Josh Doctson. You know, we don't know what Richardson is capable of doing other than being more of a secondary type player. And we don't know if Jordan Reed is going to be able to play the whole game. So there's some unknown factors in there, but I think if there is a weak point, that's the weak point on the offensive side, the receivers. We don't know, you know, collectively, we don't know what we're going to get from the receivers. On the defensive side, you guys mentioned it earlier, it's the linebackers. You know, who's going to step up and be the playmaker?
So real quick, Lex, give us your prediction.
I'm going with the Redskins, and I'm gonna go.
Yes, you are.
I'm gonna go out to the desert, and I'm gonna give them I'm gonna give them 30 points in the desert. I'm gonna give them 30 because they're playing in the dome. They're not playing like they're not playing in a open stadium. I know they're not gonna open the dome. They're gonna keep the dome closed. So I'm gonna go with Washington with 30 points.
It probably and been hotter say, here. Shoot.
And I'm gonna go defensively. We're gonna hold them to 13 points. So I'm gonna go 30-13. I think Washington's coming out with a splash.
Dang, you been blowing them out? Wow. Okay. I hope so.
Lex, Madden. If you go on YouTube, they simulated the Redskins season, and according to Madden, the Redskins are going to lose this game, 46-38. But anyway, man. Anyway, hang in there in this heat. I feel like it feels like Arizona here right now, except we got humidity. So good luck out there, bro.
And yeah, Lex, you know, always appreciate you being on the show, man. We're gonna have you on next week as usual. You know how we do.
Hey, hopefully, man, you know, we can talk about power next week because this past week was a crazy show.
Yeah, man, Tyreek's not he's not loyal. That's all I'm gonna keep saying. He's not loyal. He's not loyal.
He's a gangster, man. He's a G.
Nah, man. He needs to get smacked in the mouth.
All right, man.
All right, Lex.
All right, guys. I'll talk to you later.
I'll talk to you later.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. Anytime. Again, that's Lex Diamond from Heritage Sports Radio Network.
Release the secret weapon. He hit that joint, man.
Look, man. That thing's over. We don't need to worry about a secret weapon because he's not a secret no more. He about to be law. He about to be loud.
I would love for him not
to be a
secret. He's
not to be a secret. He's about to be loud and in charge.
He has all the ability, brother.
You know what I'm saying? Poor man AJ Green. I called that. I called him that anyway. But anyway, it's time for That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. See you after the break.
You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Here are your hosts, Wally, Ray, and Will.
All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene, Fox Sports 1340 AM, 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Wally, Ray, Will T's out. What's good, bro?
Everything's great, man. Start of the season. It goes down Sunday, 4:25, Arizona Cardinals. I wanted to say like Sunday night so bad. I wanted to say like Sunday night so bad. I don't know why. I keep wanting to say Sunday night.
No,
yeah.
No prime time yet.
No prime time yet. But yeah, man, it's big. It's big, man. Yeah, Adrian Peterson's first game.
Kirk in prime time.
Kirk is our guy.
Kirk wasn't good in primetime, so we're not going
to
do that.
And he turns
this ball club.
The keys is not to turn the ball over. And Kirk, turn the ball over.
You crazy.
In the first game. So I'm just saying, though. But, yeah.
Kirk Let's get into our tradition. That was bad.
The pregame. Let's get into our tradition.
That was a bad Jay Gruden impression.
Let's get into our tradition. The pregame. But anyway, but first before
the we, other
before
Gruden.
But subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and Google Play. Search All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene. Make sure you rate us and leave us a comment. Also, tweet us at the Urban Sports Scene and hit us up on our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. But Will T's not here, and like Ray said, let's get into our tradition, the pregame. Here are our topics. We'll talk about the Washington Redskins season opener against the Arizona Cardinals. Then we'll have Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network to talk about the game as well. And finally, in our listener segment, That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene, we'll talk about the first game of the season. And also this question I posed, we also posed to in our next segment, are fans underestimating the Arizona Cardinals? But again. You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. I'm Wally here with my boy Ray Jeezy. Actually, Ray Jeezy just stepped out. Will T's out. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Just search All Skins Everything. Make sure you rate us, leave us a comment. Also, do the same on Google Play. You know, we're moving big things popping out here in the urban sports scene. And All Skins Everything making big moves. It's time for That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. Anytime you feel like ranting about the Skins or you have a question, call us and leave a message. Here is the number. It's 301-799-5407. You can also tweet us at the Urban Sports Scene or hit us up on our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. We'll feature it on the show. Today's topic is the Redskins season opener. In the Redskins group, Redskins Nation Football Club, we have a couple comments referring to the question, what do the Redskins have to do to be successful against the Arizona Cardinals? David Clark stated that the one major thing we need to improve on is to get more yards on first downs. It makes so much difference. It gives the team momentum and takes the pressure off going three and out. I agree. It's a great point. Hopefully AP helps with that. Julius Barnes in the same group says, get off the field on third down and limit our turnovers. Agree. I think that having Alex Smith limits the turnovers. Alex Smith doesn't turn the ball over. Kirk Cousins, you know, I don't want to say is a habitual individual in turning the ball over, but he does turn the ball over in key situations, and I don't think Alex Smith will do that. Let's see. Bartels Fates says, they just got to think 10 yards, three downs, 4 yards at a time, run the ball, pound it, take time off the clock, keep Vernon and Reed on the field receiving. It will keep the defense fresh. As for the D, stop the run, keep the ball in the air for Arizona. The picks will come. AP, it's time to prove them wrong. Oh, I agree, man. AP, he's a soldier, man. It's all about AP. I think AP is the secret weapon. Now, Lex always refers to Josh Dotson as the secret weapon. I think Adrian Peterson is definitely the secret weapon. And Stephen Coleman said, stop giving up big plays on third downs and get off the field. Plus, stop a team from scoring before halftime. How many times do we seem to have control before the half only to let another team score and go into the locker room feeling good? I agree. I felt like that happened against the Eagles in the season opener last year. It's all about momentum. This team defensively should really play physical, be aggressive, and I think that shouldn't happen. And again, on the offensive side of the ball, don't turn the ball over, changing momentum. I feel that, you know, with Alex Smith, that won't happen as much. Again, I have all faith in what this Redskins team can do going into Arizona. My only thing is that I don't think that this team should be overconfident. I think we talked about it in our prior segments. This team has no right to be overconfident. And to be honest with you, the fans have no right to be overconfident. Actually, it's funny. So in the same group, Redskins Nation Football Club, Chester Eubank says about the Redskins being and fans being overconfident. Chester Eubank says, yes, they are. And Chester, I hope not. Like, they shouldn't be overconfident against this Arizona Cardinals team. This Arizona Cardinals team is a dangerous team. Has a lot of talent. Just as much talent as the Washington Redskins. And they have young talent, and David Johnson. and even in the rookie Kirk from Texas A&M. So, again, this team shouldn't feel overly confident. There are weapons that this Arizona ball club does have. And I know for all the people that, you know, think that Sam Bradford is done, I mean, again, Sam Bradford isn't done. He's pretty efficient when he is a starting quarterback. What I mean by that is when he's on the field, he's efficient. When he's not on, like, the thing about Sam Bradford that makes him such, makes people think that he's a bum is that he's not available because he's always hurt. And yeah, the Redskins are able to knock him out the game. That would be the blessing. I know you don't wish injury on folks, but I would rather have a rookie in Josh Rosen than Sam Bradford. And I think Josh Rosen will be a star, but I'm saying at this point in time, I'd rather would have Josh Rosen against the Redskins defense than a Sam Bradford. But again, thank you all for listening to the Urban Sports Scene. This has been great, Ray, and I appreciate it. All Skins, everything is blowing up. We're doing big things popping. Hopefully the Redskins give us a W. I want a W. I want this team to be 1-0. I want this vibe, this positive feeling to continue, because I do think this team does have the ability to shock the world. I think they can do some special things, and I think this team can go to the postseason and win a division. And I know a lot of people have the Eagles, some people have the Cowboys, the Giants are a sexy pick, but this Redskins team is quite dangerous. All right, you've been listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. For ages, you dig? Deuces. A Mega. Lead us out, big homie.